brightest UK talent all day on Represent.
Your station, your music.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, sir. Welcome to Represent 107.3 FM. I am the one known as Marv.
I'm known as TVK.
And I'm Simon.
We're from the Brookhouse College in Hackney, and we've been working on a course we represent for the past couple of months now.
So this show is the end result, and folks, we've got plenty coming up for you. We bring you the voice of young people from Hackney to London's only youth red radio show. Man, I had to say that bit. Done now.
Yeah, done.
And today, yeah, you're done now. You're done now. And today we got Trevor Nelson from. We got an interview from Trevor Nelson. Mm-hmm. Yep, Trevor Nelson, big Radio 1 star, man. I know you heard of him. We got him here, man.
Trevor is one of Hackney's most well-known national and international experts. He will be giving us his perspective on the changing in Hackney in the lead-up to the Olympics.
This is Trevor Nelson from One Extra. Lock into Legacy Youth Radio and represent and get your voice heard.
Yeah, that's right. That was Trevor Nelson. We got Trevor Nelson in that, cuz. Nah, no one else can do that. Anyway, we're going to be talking about the Olympics and Hackney, amongst other things. We're going to be talking to one of the organisers, Radio 1's Big Weekend, isn't it? And we're also going to be listening, we're going to be hearing, sorry, from a member of the local community from Hackney as well. So basically, we've got a jam-packed show. We've got guys in the studio. So it'll be a mad thing. But first of all, a little quick thing from Labyrinth, innit? What's it? Express yourself, yeah? As always, cool tea.
Yo, 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 I go by the name of Lioness. Keep it cool, keep it represent. 107.3, baby.
I say the same thing twice, I'm awkward when I speak. Ain't got the perfect smile, don't turn heads on my street. Trying to be a superstar like everybody else. But being myself is something I do well. Whatever you do, do it good. Whatever you do, 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 Lord, Lord, Lord. Do it good, yeah. Alright. Express yourself. Express yourself. Don't make the papers, I'm far from JLS. Ain't got the X factor, I'm not what they expect. But it won't be long before my turn is next to express. Now with all due respect, see whatever I do. So whatever you do, 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 low, 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 do it good. Express yourself.
Oh, Mona. Yeah. check 1-2, you know, style of G. Call me a yardie. Call me a yardie. You don't know you're listening to Represent Radio 107.3, the young voice of London. Hey, log on. Tune in. It mad. It crazy. Swagger them.
That was Hackney's own Labyrinth with Express Yourself. You're tuned in to Represent 107.3 FM. Or maybe you're listening online at represent.org.uk. Remember, you can follow us on Twitter at Represent Radio. Or if you're one of the people who doesn't have a Twitter but has a Facebook, just like myself, you can find us on Facebook if you look up Represent London.
Why don't you have a Twitter though?
Why don't I have a Twitter?
Yeah.
It's a long story, you know.
Why is it a long story? Just get a Twitter.
I don't like them, the birds and tweeting me. And
you can call Nicki Minaj whenever you like.
Anyway.
All right then.
With the Olympics around the corner, we went out onto the streets of Hackney to ask people if they think local talent should be represented at this summer's Olympics. Here's what they had to say.
Do you think local talent should be represented in how?
Oh, of course, man. I think a lot of local talent should be represented. I mean, in an opening act, I think they should employ a lot of local talent from the area. I mean, from youth communities, drama groups, singers, actors, dancers. They should let them start or even do their own act in the opening show, really.
Yeah, that's true, because it can take them to the top. But if little boys know how to rap, yeah, and, like, they don't have anyone to support them.
If possible, yes, but I do think it should be based on talent, and therefore I don't think just because you're local you should get priority. I think it would be great if they could try to encourage young people. What would be good for the Olympics if it actually brought some more money to the local economy and actually encourage young people to get more involved in sports and outdoor activities, and therefore encourage that talent. But I don't think if you're actually going to the Olympics you want the best of the best, and you should just, I think, get that from across the country.
Yeah, I think so, that local talent should be recognised, because, like, a lot of people these days, like, just laying around and not doing what they want to do, like, every day, and, like, they're not actually fulfilling their dream.
Yes, if you've got the local talent, yes, it definitely should be in the Olympics. I'm not sure if there is any.
It's for the community as well, isn't it? That's what.
Yeah.
Because I reckon the community needs to get involved as well.
So, joining us in the studio today is Guy Nicholson, cabinet member for the Olympic and Paralympic Games and Regeneration. So, tell us a little bit about yourself, Guy, and what you do.
Yeah, hi. I'm a cabinet member. Hackney has a directly elected mayor, and around the mayor are about six people, and each of those individuals have a political portfolio. My portfolio is regeneration and the 2012 Olympic and Paralympic Games.
So, Guy, you heard what the people at Hackney had to say about local talent. As a cabinet member, can you tell us if any measures are being put in place to give young people a format or platform?
Yeah, that's been one of the main objectives of all of our work around the 2012 project over the course of the last 12 years. So for 12 years, we've been engaged in the planning of these games, but crucially, the most important aspect of that planning has been about the investment that the Olympic and Paralympic project can make into our community, into Hackney. And that's into Hackney, into the lives of people of all ages living and working in Hackney, into the town centres, into the local economy, into the local cultural landscape, into the arts, into schools, across the piece. That's what we set out to do 12 years ago. And now as we approach the summer of 2012, a lot of those projects are coming forward.
So, on the subject of local talent, here's a profile on a group from college students from B6 Hackney creating a buzz with their music. Here is Soulfly.
Represent 107.3, and today I'm privileged to interview the up-and-coming young urban group called Soulfly. Yeah. How you doing, guys?
Yeah. I'm all right, you know.
Can you, like, one by one introduce yourself to the audience, please?
Yeah. What's going on, people? I'm Stoney.
Stoney, and whereabouts of London are you from?
I'm from East London still.
East London?
Yeah, yeah.
Next person, please?
Yeah, Don knows Big Mooks here.
Mooks, where are you from?
I'm from Hackney, man. East London.
What's your favourite colour?
What's my favourite? Mine like a bit of blue, you know.
How about your favourite colour? Stoney, is it?
Stoney, my favourite colour is green, isn't it?
And you, last words, please.
Yep, I'm Lems from Plaster, East London. Yep, Plaster Town.
What's your favourite movie?
I don't even know, you
Avengers.
Know. Avengers. Nah, probably Bridget Jones film.
Nah, one of them.
Bridget Jones?
Yeah, one
so
of them.
So you're into that, yeah?
Yeah, man.
That's cool. Well, Soulfly is like a good group of stuff. What kind of music do you produce?
Well, it's not a thing where we like putting all our eggs in one basket. We do all types of stuff. When I mean literally, we could do
everything.
We could do everything. We
name
do,
some of the genres that you guys.
We've done from Afro beats to hip hop to pop to
R&B,
trap,
house, really and truly, everything, innit?
Everything.
So, like, how would you define the genre so far? How would you define it in a few words?
Just unique, really. Yeah. First,
one of a kind.
First, yeah, like
different.
Okay.
Not a lot of people can say they're different. We can say
we're different. Man.
Different.
So one word to describe Soulfly is different.
Different.
So, how did Soulfly start?
Well, I think Lems was here from the start and it would be the best to explain this to
you. We'll cut a long story short. We just, you know, it was a massive collective. It got shortened down.
So you were in there from the start?
Yeah, well, we met Lems like the first year and we knew that him and other...
Through the college?
Yeah, him and other students were doing... music as well, and obviously me and Henry, we share the same passion for music as well, so everyone decided, yeah, let's come together and let's make music happen. But unfortunately it started going down and then the group got kind of, and SFMG is what you're seeing now.
So you guys met in college, right? What college is that?
This B6.
You guys are like popular on YouTube. One of your videos has like 2,700 and something views.
I think that's gone to 3,000 still.
Gone to 3,000, wow. Yeah. 3,000. That's just been confirmed. So did you expect this much love from the fans? Did you expect to be this popular?
Well, it's the thing where we just hoped for the best. Because obviously I know when Stony put out his video, we thought, yeah, it's going to be banging. But we just want people to see our music. And thankfully, thank God, that, you know, the view, we saw a couple views. So hopefully...
Yeah, really, I was aiming for like 500 views or something like that. Yeah. I didn't think people would, but like, from that response, it's just driven us like to just go and push, like release more videos and that for the fans and just see.
That's cool. What plans do you have for the future? Where do you see this going?
Let me let them take that.
Yeah, well, as you may know, we're under management. Yeah, so
can you say what management you're under? What are you saying to?
We can't say.
Oh, you can't say.
We can't say. But yeah, it's right now we're just, you know, recording tracks for summer, yeah. Videos.
Can we get the names of them?
We got a couple.
I've got a freestyle video that's coming.
Yeah, what's the name of that so people can like check it out?
Have
My Money by Mooks.
By Mooks, Team SFMG. Okay. Watch out for that.
Yeah, and videos, tracks. Videos.
So we can expect more videos from you, yeah, from Soulfly.
100%.
In the future, like obviously when you, like, you know, you're big, you're blown up with like £1 million houses and all that
hopefully,
stuff.
Hopefully.
Of course. Not. You know, we're hoping. Who do you want to collaborate with in the future? If you had anyone to pick from?
With me, knowing me, I'm still gonna collaborate with even my boys from the ends, you get me? Because
of course,
I remember we was in rooms, we're just recording with a little webcam from Year 7, you understand? Jeez. But if it was on a bigger scale, like proper big, no doubt Eminem.
Eminem.
No doubt.
Why Eminem?
I would even think he's just lyrically, it was just, he's just a monster. That's what you could call him. Flow, lyrics, everything. He just got it in the back.
Any song in particular?
There's, with me, like, I listen to, I like songs, but I like listening to freestyles where you catch the, a rapper at his best.
Yeah. Stony. Check, I'm vibesing down the motorway. A3 driving, pendant shining. Thanks to God, soon I'm getting paid for my rhyming. You thought swag me, I went and put my own style in. In with the flow, same with the timing. Me, I'm indoors, but still I'm outshining. Can't stand me, I told her sit or slouch. I'm outstanding, even if I crouch. Peter, still a star player. Alonzo, teach me how to doggy and I might just a Zonto. Talking to your girl, midnight convo.
You obviously are successful. You've got some success coming on in this game. It's good. It's good. It's good.
Yeah.
What advice would you give to the up and coming artists and groups that were in your position? Let's take it back when you guys first started.
Never. It's just never put your head down. You gotta go find it yourself. You understand? You can't just sit back and make a change, slap down YouTube, and then say, yeah hopefully
live off that.
Hopefully something happens. Then you need to go out, like, especially performing. Is key. Like, I remember we went to another performance and some girl came up to us saying, how come you're tuning Me and My Girls, which is an Afrobeat tune that's coming out in summer, so look out for that. Me and My Girls hasn't been put up on YouTube, and we're like, wow, like,
no,
we didn't even know she was at the show, and she came up to asking for one of our tunes. So that made me feel happy, and that made me realize that performing actually does help. My advice would be, like, as much performance as you can, open mics, you know, just try to get positive feedback from people and performing live.
That was good, man, that was good. Like, and finally, how could we, like, get hold of your material and stuff? Like, how do you type in Soulfly on the internet? We try and look for that. It's hard.
Well, you can find us on Facebook. That's the it's SFMG on
SFMG
Facebook.
SFMG on Facebook.
On Twitter is the, as in SFMG.
What is FM? SFMG stand for
Soulfly Music Group.
Alright. Yeah.
Soulfly spelled SOFLY.
Alright. So we got you on Facebook, we got you on
YouTube. YouTube. What's the YouTube? SFMG official channel.
Yeah.
And we've got SoundCloud. That's SFMG.
Alright.
Yeah, that's it.
It's just me and my girl. It's just me and my girls, oh yeah. It's just me and my girls. It's just me and my girls. Sexy ladies, you kick it with me. Up at the bar, we can get a bit tipsy. Sexy ladies, you kick it with me. Up at the bar, we can get a bit tipsy. Just me and my girls, oh yeah. Wanna go down, would you let me? Hold your waist when I grind with your body. You're so sexy when you're tipsy. Baby, don't trip on your Hennessy. Sarah, Veronica, Monica, Jessica, Keisha, I'm Vanessa, Amanda. To the sexy ladies, I'm feeling wavy. Kick it with me, it's time to party. It's just me and my girls. It's just me and my girls. Oh yeah, it's just me and my girls.
Don't leave all the chat to us. What you think by hitting up info at represent.org.uk.
Represent, the voice of young London.
Let's all go on an urban safari. We might see some illegal migrants. Oi, look, there's a chap. That means council has done violent. He's got a hoodie on, give him a hug. A second thoughts, don't, you don't want to get mugged. Oh, too late, that was kind of dumb. Whose idea was that? Stupid. He's got some fun. Able you, be the joker, play the fool. It's politics, ain't it all? Smoke and mirrors, April Fools. All year round, all in all. Just another brick in the wall. Get away with murder in the schools. Use four letter swear words because we're cool. We're all drinkers, drug takers. Every single one of us runs the herb. Keep on believing what you read in the papers. Council estate is gone with the earth. Think you know a life on the council estate is from a thing you ever read about it or heard. Well, it's all true, so stay with your safest. There's no need to step out the bird. Truth is here, we're all disturbed. We cheat and lie, it's so absurd. Feed the fear, that's what we've learned. Fuel the fire, let it burn.
Oi! I said oi! What you looking at, you little rich boy? We're poor, brand here, run home and lock your door.
new bills keep springing up out of nowhere. Take the wrong turn down a runway junction, find yourself in the hood, nobody goes there. We got an eco-friendly government, they preserve our natural habitat. Built an entire Olympic village around where we live about, pulling down any flats, give us free money and we don't pay any tax. NHS, healthcare, yes please, many thanks. People get stabbed round here, there's many shanks. Nice knowing someone's got a back when we get attacked. Don't give me that, I lose my temper. Who closed down the community centre? I killed time there, used to be a member. What will I do now until September? School's out, rules out, get your tools out. London's burning, I predict a riot. Falling, fallout, who knows what it's all about. What did that chief say? Something about the Kaisers. Kids on the street, now they never miss a beat. Never miss a cheap feel when it comes their way. Let's go looting, no not looting. The high street's closer, cover your face. And if we see any rich kids on the way, we'll make them wish they stayed inside. There's a charge for congestion, everybody's gotta pay. Do what this does, rob them blind. Politicians, rich kids never listen. There's no such thing as broken Britain. We're just broken Britain. What needs fixing is the system. Not shop window dining, but the riots on the television. You can't put a fool in prison.
You done know this is Sneak Bar and you're locked onto London's only youth-led radio station. Represents 107.3 FM, the voice of young London.
Hello my gorgeous people, and you're tuned in to Represent 107.3 FM. And once again, maybe you're listening online at represent.org.uk. Also, you can follow us on Twitter at Represent Radio. Or you can find us on Facebook, where you'll find me, at Represent London. That was Plan B with Ill Manners, a track he made about last summer's disturbances in London.
Yeah, that was emotional times, you know, like Hackney, you know.
You don't know, fam, you don't know.
Oh, bro, I couldn't even get out, fam. The buses were packed, fam.
I didn't go outside at all.
It was good.
No, fam.
Now, anyway, I had a chance to interview a young person who was at the riots. He's from Hackney and he was at the riots. And this is their story, no? This is Jay Marv on half of the Jay Marv and TVK show on Represent 107.3 FM. Continuing with the show of the riots and Hackney theme, we have a young man in the studio with us today. Please tell us what's your name and where you're from.
My name's Godfrey Namicha. I'm from Hackney.
Tell us your experience of the riots, experience of the day.
My experience on the day, it was actually kind of a shock because I actually heard of the riots before it came to Hackney. But these times, I heard it was in Tottenham and then Brixton.
So you heard about Mark Duggan and...
Yeah, I heard about Mark Duggan, but I didn't really know that it was going to come to Hackney. But until I was in the barbershop that day and I was getting my hair cut, and a fully grown man, I could say he was in his late 40s, came into the barbershop saying, who's ready for looting? Who's ready for looting? I was like, okay, so he's actually coming to Hackney. So I was actually kind of panicking that day because I thought they were coming into people's houses as well. Because I have a family. My mum, I live with my mum, my brothers, and at that time, you know, I think my nephew was coming over to my house to stay with me, and he's a baby as well. So I can't be having these type of people in my house, you know what, threatening my family, and I have a baby in the house as well.
You obviously weren't involved in the riots, were
no,
you?
No, I weren't involved, no.
So, but you were there when it happened?
Yeah, I was.
What did you see? Describe to us. Give us the image. Describe to us what you saw and how you felt at that time.
First off, I first saw it off on the news, and I was getting ready to go to church that day. So my mum, I was sitting in the living room with my mum watching the TV. My mum was like, no, Godfrey, you're not going outside. I'm like, no, mum, I have to go to church. So I left my house and I ran through... First, I ended up on Dawson Lane and I ran through Graham Road.
Why did you run?
Basically, because there was a crowd of people on my road, and I actually thought, you know, they was actually coming to, you know, Dawson Lane where I live, and I was actually panicking because either way I had to run, make my way as well, because I thought, you know, there was going to be action on my road. So I was actually kind of panicking and being frantic about it, so I had to make my way to Graham Road, and I was waiting for a bus as well, but no buses running because of the riots. And made my way to Green Road. I met a couple people saying that, you know what, yeah, people are looting down there, so don't go down there. There's people fighting and people getting hurt and police chasing people and arresting people. So I thought, you know what, let me run through London Fields Park. But when I got to London Fields Park, it was actually calm in the park because all the area, because London Fields is known for a gang, it's a gang area, right? But no one was there because normally when you go there, you go to the park to see certain guys sitting there on their pedal bikes and sitting on the bench and smoking in the park and whatnot. But no one was there. It was actually a quiet park at that time. But when I got to the front porch of my church, there was actually loads of people. I could say there was loads of people.
Were there people involved in the riots, or were you just civilians?
People involved in the riots. I see big men throwing shoes to their friends, saying, asking them what size there was. People carrying PlayStations and TVs and, you know, trainers and jeans and tops and that.
When you saw that, was there any sign of police presence?
Not at that very time.
But were they around?
No, there was no police around. It was just rioters just running loose and yeah, getting away from Mare Street, because that's where the police was at that time, because they had to secure Mare Street first and block off JD, so normal people can go in and start taking stuff again. So because of that, obviously my pastor said everyone should wait inside the church at that time. No one should go out because it's actually dangerous. So it was in there now, and it was praying and whatnot. So when we finished praying now,
so you had your church service while the riots were going on.
Yeah. And, okay. And the thing is about it, my part, we had another pastor coming to preach for us, and my pastor and that pastor and another brother in the church had to park their cars inside the church building, because obviously they were afraid that their cars were gonna be set on fire.
So it was complete anarchy on the streets.
A complete anarchy.
Okay, so this was Godfrey. Now, so listening to his perspective, guy, what kind of impression do you have of that?
I think it was very interesting because he was talking about and describing the thieving that was going on, the breaking and entering. And he was talking about a very, very scary experience, and an experience where people were quite literally beginning to dismantle and break up the very neighbourhood that one's grown up in, the way one meets one's friends, one has a good life. I think it was a very scary experience indeed for people, not just young, but old alike. There were residents who were living literally in the adjacent streets to where there were a lot of activity taking place over the course of the time of the riot itself. And they too were very, very frightened for their own safety and about what was happening around them. I think that the experience that he was describing was reflected across the community, and it was a very, very shocking time indeed. And I would sort of perhaps suggest, well, what do you think? Do you think that it was thieving that was going on? Do you think that it was something more potent, something more powerful that was in play?
So do you think the regeneration effort will help those people who are disillusioned enough to go out, leave their homes and actually riot and demolish their community?
I would be careful about that, because I would suggest that there were a large number of people who were out on the streets in Hackney causing mischief who weren't residents of our borough. They had come to our borough to cause trouble. I would also be careful to say that there were not that many young people, as you describe, who were out on the streets causing that trouble over the course of that day either. I think that it's a very, very difficult, situation that we're describing. Does regeneration help solve those problems, whatever those problems may be? Regeneration can be very divisive. There's no question about that. Regeneration can create a real demarcation between the haves and the have-nots within a community. And the challenge of regeneration and the challenge of the Olympic regeneration is to ensure that affordability and accessibility are permeating through a local